11 o'clock. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 on Sunday the 19th of October. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midday. Atlantic low 977, expected southwest England 984 by midday tomorrow. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, rain later, moderate or good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 5 to 7, veering southwest 3 to 5, backing southeast 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast 5 to 7, veering south 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southeast, veering south or southwest, 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeast, veering southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Biscay. West or southwest, 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north. Showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy, Sole. Westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers, moderate, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic later. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southerly, backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, becoming northwest 4 to 6, squally showers, moderate or poor. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, except in northwest Rockall and northwest Hebrides. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey. Northeast 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, Southeast Iceland. Easterly 4 or 5 at first in East Faroes, otherwise northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. That completes the shipping forecast. Now with a look at the general weather for the rest of the weekend, here's Thomas Schaffernacker.
Thank you very much. Well, the weather's certainly not very pleasant out there at the moment. It's been raining for a number of hours, but in some parts of the country, the rain has stopped, mostly across southwestern parts of England as well as Wales. But in other areas, it's only just started. And I think that's what the rest of the evening's going to be like. For most of us, it's a case of outbreaks of rain, heavy at times. The winds will turn quite blustery, but in the southwest of the country, actually where the rain has already eased. Now, the temperatures overnight will dip to about 9 to 12 Celsius in most towns and cities, so it's not particularly cold. And there will be some clear spells through the night, particularly across northern England, maybe central England too. But in other areas, it looks as though the showers will return, especially early hours of the morning, particularly in the southwest of England and Wales. And that is the story for Monday, for the start of the working week. It is going to be a very showery and blustery day for some of us, particularly across England and Wales. The showers in places could be quite heavy with hail and thunder, but it won't be like it everywhere, because the further north you are, in fact, by the time you get to the Lake District, to Northern Ireland, to central and southern Scotland, I think there'll be a bit more sunshine around on Monday. So Glasgow and Edinburgh looking, I think, relatively fine compared to the rest of the UK. Temperatures on Monday are ranging from around 13 in the north of Scotland to about 16 in Plymouth. And the week ahead is looking very autumnal.
Thomas Schaffernacker, thank you.
I am minded. It's like they're not taking action for it themselves.
I'm Amanda Iannucci, and this is Strong Message Here, where we stress test political buzzwords and phrases.
Ordinary people are slightly related to the Westminster bubble in the sense that they're not in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very burstable.
Every week, along with guests, writers and comedians, we'll cut through the waffle.
The people that I speak to are just crying out for people to speak to them in a normal way.
Strong Message Here, decoding the doublespeak of politics. Listen on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Tom Sanders. Good evening.